Hare Krishna. Welcome to this episode of the Kartik Inspirations. Let me pose a question. What do you consider to be Krishna's most astonishing characteristics? There are many answers, but in the month of Kartik, devotees all over the world have one answer. Krishna comes under the control of his devotees. Although he is the master of the goddess of fortune, says Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has everything, yet he steals butter like a beggar. Once Krishna was asked by Mother Yashoda, why do you have to steal butter like an ordinary thief? And Krishna whispered, I can't stop stealing, Mother, because, yes, the devotees who prepare butter think, well, if Krishna can just come and take the butter, then my life is perfect. And Krishna wants to come under the control of the love of his devotees. Though Krishna instills fear in all through time and death, he flees in fear of Yashoda's stick. Mother Yashoda runs after him when she sees that Krishna has left a mess in the courtyard. He has broken the butter pot, and now the whole courtyard is smeared with his tiny, tiny little footprints as he is escaping. And although Krishna can travel at the speed of mind, he finally is easily caught by the firm grip of his mother. So all this points out that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can be subdued by his devotees, his servants. He leaves away his majestic attributes like omniscience and omnipotency and so on. And he plays around with the small little boys of Braj and steals butter. Wait a minute, did he actually steal butter? One great devotee says that when Krishna went into the houses of the cowherders to steal butter, he always had all his friends with him. And one friend was always the child of the house. So when Krishna came to the butter pot, he would first ask this friend, can I take this butter? And the friend said, of course, yes. So in this way, Krishna acted by permission from the child of the house. Very nice. And by such activities, he drowned his devotees in pools of ecstasy. Once upon a time, this is how Prabhupada starts narrating the Damodar Leela. Krishna was fast asleep in one room of Nanda Baba, and while his mother Yashoda sang beautiful songs in glorification of Krishna. These songs woke up little Krishna, who at that time was so small that he had only two front teeth, and he came attracted by the loving kirtan of Mother Yashoda, and he immediately took the churning rod with which she prepared butter out of her hand. This is significant. When we, this is the Acharya's commentaries, churn in our material activities to get some result out of this material energy, maybe money, maybe fame, maybe influence, as we do what we do, Krishna watches us. When Krishna then sees that we are mindful of him, singing his glories, Krishna comes and takes the churning rod. In other words, he comes into our life and he thinks, my devotee should not work so hard. And just like he took the churning rod out of Mother Yashoda's hand, Krishna will relieve us from our burden and we will enter in what is called the flow of Krishna's divine arrangements. Yes, in this following episodes, we will try to present some lesser known lessons from the Damodar Leela for your enlightenment. Wishing you all the best and see you for next Kartik Inspirations. Hari Bol.